Acacia, good morning.
Good morning to you, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, as I mentioned there, meteorologists have defined a bomb cyclone as damaging winds, heavy snow, heavy tide. What exactly causes them, though, and what makes them so distinguished from sort of other weather systems?
Well, there's sort of two answers to that, in that they're not necessarily distinguishable. All extratropical cyclones can be very strong and cause very severe winds, high tides, even if they're not a bomb. What a bomb means is when the cyclone just intensifies very fast. So instead of having a cyclone that slowly gets deeper over, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 days, instead one day it's a pretty mild system and the next it's a really severe cyclone. So that's when you see those, you know, very fast development can be a big change in the weather from fairly mild conditions one day to a massive storm the next.
Is it this speed that actually makes them difficult to forecast?
That's right. If you have a storm that's slowly developing, you can sort of forecast that tomorrow will do X from today. But when it's got this very rapid development, there's a lot of very small-scale things happening to make it develop that fast. And that can mean, especially a few days out, it's harder to know exactly when it's going to develop to its strongest point and also exactly where it might do that.
I must admit, a bomb cyclone is not a term I was familiar with before these kind of recent events we've seen, especially in the United States. Are bomb cyclones in any way increasing in frequency?
It's really hard to say that. There's not any strong evidence one way or another that I know of for bombs to be becoming more or less frequent. And we've definitely had plenty of them in the past. There were a few big ones around the UK in 2014 that people might have heard of. And, of course, there's been many a big bomb in Australia, the most famous one possibly being the East Coast Low that came through the Sydney to Hobart race in 1998 that wiped out some yachts and killed several people.
Now, obviously, over in the US right now, they are completely different to us. They're experiencing very heavy snow, huge cold snaps and the like. And I did mention these are kind of colliding along the East Coast. So is this kind of, in the intensity that they're seeing over the United States, is that in any way a new development?
This particular storm looks to be one of the fastest deepening on record for the US. So it decreased in pressure by about 60 hectopascals in 24 hours. In comparison, your threshold we use for a bomb is 24 hectopascals in 24 hours. So it's like twice as fast developing as the normal threshold. They do get a lot of winter storms in the US, though, so it may not be necessarily record-breaking for all of the impacts in all of the areas affected, but the rate of intensification was very special.
And, of course, the two words we always hear when these kind of big weather events do occur is climate change. Do we see climate change in any way having a measurable effect on these storms? Is there any real way meteorologists are able to say, well, this is due to some effect of climate change?
Saying due to is always a complex question that gets you a lot of jargon from the scientists. But there are a couple of factors. One is that generally one of the main things we expect from climate change is for the tropics to expand, which means everything shifts a little bit further towards the poles. The tropics impinge more into the subtropics in Australia, and then those big storm tracks that we get those extratropical cyclones from also move closer towards the poles. So we have already been seeing that to some extent in Australia with a southward shift of these winter storms, meaning the declining rainfall in places like southwest WA and southern Victoria during the winter. So that's one of the factors, and that would suggest that we would see fewer of these sorts of extreme cyclones in Australian sort of latitudes during the winter months in the future, but maybe more and more intense ones further south, which don't impact us, but may impact New Zealand. In the US, of course, the US and Canada have continents extending a lot closer to the poles than we do here in the southern hemisphere. So some of those northern areas could see perhaps more cyclones, especially on the east coast of the US, where the interaction between the cool weather that feeds the cyclones with increasingly warm sea surface temperatures off the US coast can help potentially make them worse. But there's still, as scientists always say, it's still an active area of research with a lot more to be understood.
Well, Acacia, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
No worries. Thanks for talking to me.